Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Sorry that my voice is kind of hoarse. It was a long weekend of worshiping, praising God, and ministering. But we thank God that we're here today to give you an uplifting, encouraging empowerment in this moment, in this hour, in this time. We're going to look briefly at faith, and we're going to go out of Hebrews 11, and I pray that it blesses you when it talks about what faith is. And we understand and know that faith for us is confidence. It is the hope that we have, the assurance that we have, and what we do not see. We have confidence and hope and assurance, knowing that what we cannot tangibly see will manifest in our life because it is already ours in the spirit. It is the fundamental fact of existence. It's the thing that we trust God is able to do what he says. It is the firm foundation under everything that life is worth living for. In other words, what we know Jesus has accomplished, what we know God has done, what we know has been done through the finished work of the cross, is ours. And because it is ours, we understand that it is because we ask for, because we believe for, because we hope in it, in a God that cannot fail us. These things are ours. They belong to us. Our faith is the thing that we know is the assurance of what we know is going to happen in our lives. We have the assurance of knowing that when we pray and when we ask and when we decree and we declare what we say by faith, according to the word and the will of God, it's going to manifest in our life, that it's ours, that we have it, that it's already being moved from the eternal into our time, that God is already shifting things around, making things be set in order, commanding things to come together because of the prayer of faith, because we pray a prayer, decree something, declare something that is the divine will of God. And by faith, we are commanding that to be the existence of what we know that is already ours, that we know it's already done. We're commanding that manifestation, the evidence of it, to show up. When we pray for healing, we know that we're healed because God said so. We know that every word that God has spoken is so because God said so. And we know that it is because God cannot lie, nor can he fail, that he swore by himself that if he does not do what he said according to his word and his will for us, that he will exchange places. There was no one greater than God. So he swore by himself to be our God and that we would be his people and that he would be in our midst and that he would bless us going in, coming out, lying down, getting up in the city, in the field, no matter where we're at, we're blessed. Whatever our hands set forth to do, we're blessed because it's going to bring glory to God. It's going to be glory to his kingdom and his name will be glorified. Now, we're not talking about things that we've gotten ourselves into, and things that we've done ourselves that is not the will of God. We're talking about the things that are according to the will of God, according to his good pleasure, according to his word and command for our lives. When we do those things that are pleasing by faith and pray those prayers of faith, we're going to see the release of God. When we're praying for marriage and we're praying for family, we're praying for the community, praying for someone to be saved, lives to be touched, praying for someone to know and hear the voice of God, praying for mission and evangelism, praying for peace and love, praying for unity. When we're praying for God to bless and to deliver and to set free, when we're praying for hope and life, when we're praying for the exchange, for someone's path to be made perfect, someone to have an opportunity of favor, to be blessed, to be a blessing. When we're praying these things, God hears, responds, and answers us, and he gives us, according to what we speak by faith in the earth, that divine thing. Our faith is what we hope for and we wait for. And even though we can't see it ahead in the natural, in the spirit, we've already grabbed it. We've already gained it. We've already possessed it because we believe it's already ours. Because when we prayed, we saw it already done. So when we pray by faith, when we ask by faith, we're commanding all things to become possible. We're commanding the manifestation of God's divine will. We're commanding the truth of God to be released. We're commanding what is not seen with the eye, the natural eye that is invisible, to be manifested in the earth. And we pray that knowing that it's already done, and God is going to do it for us because he's faithful. He has commanded the blessings over us. It's by faith that we know and believe that the worlds were formed. God formed it by faith. He formed it. Faith was right there with wisdom, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, in power, moving on the earth, forming the things that God saw and God spoke, making those things manifested. What was in the mind of God became materialized. It became visualized. So because God's Spirit inside of us, we have the same ability. What we glimpse and we get in the Spirit, we command that to be manifested. Like our Father, we command what we've seen in our mind, what we see to be the vision of what God has given us, to be manifested in the earth, in our lives, in situations for others. And we know that it's already done because our faith has commanded change, commanded the evidence of it, commanded that thing to be visible so that they will see and know that our God lives, reigns, and has all power. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thacks, and that's all the time we have for today. I pray that you've been blessed and that you are encouraged in your walk of faith. Know that our faith has touched and will reach and turn anything because nothing is impossible with our God. Continue to walk in faith and know that your faith is moving mountains and it is commanding the impossible to be manifested in someone's life. Be blessed and have a glorious day. In Jesus' name, we'll be back tomorrow for another empowerment.